I had a lot of fun last time you did the intro for a change, so go for it. You can do it again.
Oh, I'm rubbish at this.
You'll be fine. You'll be absolutely fine.
But, okay.
Go.
All right, now?
No, tomorrow. Yes, now. We're recording.
Hello, or something like that.
That's something like that. Exactly like that. You've got this in the bag.
My name's Graham, and my brother Zeke.
Hello.
Who's here as well? Yeah. We do the 3-minute and 16-second podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We talk for a little while.
3 minutes and 16 seconds.
Oh yeah. And we make things either more vague or less vague in conversation.
Graham, this sounds fantastic. What's the URL that I can go to check out more?
It's the 316.podbean.com. Yeah, so hello.
I believe we've got some user suggested topics.
Okay.
For this episode, today we've got Timo Warner. He's left a couple, actually. We'll start off with this is a deep one. The appropriation of culture. Now, before you jump in, I know you haven't looked this up. I'll just explain it to you, shall I?
No, don't. Like, I mean, this is such a vague subject title, isn't it? It's like the tantalization of society. I mean, what could that mean?
No, it's a very specific thing. Can you guess what it is?
Is it... is it like the... how appropriate, like maybe some things are... No, hold on. Is it
no,
like,
you, yeah, good, carry on.
How appropriate some things are in society, like... running around in a graveyard naked. That's not appropriation of culture.
No, it's nothing to do with running around a graveyard naked.
Well, no, I mean, you know, like, as an example, that's pretty extreme, I'll give you that. But
this is a minute gone, and we haven't even gotten to the actual topic.
Okay.
Right, appropriation of culture is when someone from one culture takes on elements, particularly in dresswear, from a different culture. So, for instance, a white girl in America wearing a Native American headdress.
Okay.
Now, some people get really up in arms about this, particularly in the fashion community, of designers incorporating kind of cultural and ethnic wear into their designs and outfits, designed to be worn by people outside of that culture. I personally don't think it's as much of an issue as people go on about. Because people say, oh, it's cultural theft. It's not theft at all. If I wear a Native American headdress, and I probably should because I would look amazing, it's not depriving someone else of the ability or right to also wear it. You know, just because I put one on doesn't mean someone in a Wichita tribe can't wear one. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, but hang on a second. I'm going to refer back to my previous point, right? Because like, there are probably tribes that do run around naked. And they possibly...
In graveyards.
Well, possibly. You know, I see a documentary with Carl Pilkington. I know it's not a great source of news, but I see that idiot abroad. And he goes to Machu Picchu. Or he goes somewhere. I can't remember where. And yeah, there's like tribesmen that run around with like kind of nothing on.
Yes.
Around burial sites.
Yeah, but what's that got to do with the appropriation of culture?
Because that is essentially a dress wear, isn't it? They wear like...
Yeah, but who's stealing that is the thing?
Nobody's stealing anything.
Well, that's what I mean, appropriation of culture.
Okay.
It's about people... It's mainly about white people wearing black things, essentially, if we boil it down.
Okay.
It's interesting. No one appropriates British culture. Or if they do, we don't get offended by it. It seems to go only one way. I've just realised, and we're running out of time, so I'm going to have to put it in the show notes. I might be guilty of this. I will let the listeners decide. I'm going to post a picture of me in the show notes in the Arabian Desert. The316.podbean.com to see that. Bye.